USA Radio News.
The state of Texas has filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration seeking to block its new mandate that hospitals provide abortions if the life of the mother is at risk, even in states with bans on the procedure that do not include exceptions. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton argues the guidance issued is unlawful and would force doctors and hospitals to, quote, commit crimes under the state law. The lawsuit from Texas is the latest legal battle to stem from the Supreme Court's decision last month to overturn Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision that legalized abortion nationwide. Italian Premier Mario Draghi offered to step down Thursday after a populist coalition ally refused to support a key government bill. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Moscow is warning the U.S. against exerting pressure, especially in public, to secure the release of WNBA star Brittany Griner from a Russian prison as her trial resumed Thursday. The hearing was the third in the Phoenix Mercury player's trial. She faces up to 10 years in prison on drug possession and smuggling charges. The Biden administration considers the basketball star wrongfully detained.
Inflation at the consumer level was announced at a devastating 9.1% Wednesday by the Labor Department. That means if you're making the same amount of money as you did last year, this translates into you working 1 month for free because of the added cost of inflation. Thursday, more bad news. Inflation at the wholesale level, called the Producer Price Index, climbed 11.3% in June compared to a year earlier. The latest painful reminder that inflation is running hot with no relief in sight. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There is a fentanyl problem.
Over the 4th of July weekend, Gadsden County in Florida reported 19 overdoses of fentanyl, 9 of which were fatal. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the amount of fentanyl being smuggled across the border deserves more attention. He also shares with Fox and Friends his reaction to the overdoses in Gadsden.
They had a mass casualty event, you know, a dozen, maybe two dozen young people, contaminated drugs that were used, and they had this massive fentanyl overdose problem over the weekend there. It's a horrifying crisis.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Two people were bitten by a shark within hours of each other off the coast of New York, making it the fourth and fifth shark attacks off of Long Island in 2 weeks. Scientists cite warming ocean temperatures and a resurgence of bunker fish for the shift in sightings. Experts say the increase in the number of sharks is a sign that conservation efforts have been successful. The price of living in Manhattan ballooned all the way up to a new record last month, according to a report. The average monthly rent, $5,058 in June. The figure is the first time the average has creeped over $5,000 for the New York City borough. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.